Just briefly to notice what's happening in the mind. Just really so briefly that there's not time to make a story about it. There happen to be many thoughts or not many thoughts or no thoughts. Just as it is. The thoughts take up a lot of the space, all of the space, very little or none of the space in your inner world. Just briefly, as if we could take an x-ray or a photograph before we have time to think about it and get confused. Feeling for the roots of the thinking that's happening. If there's an emotion or some unease somewhere in the being that then sprouts as thinking, still not leaving room to make a story about better or worse, right or wrong. So unease doesn't mean wrong or right. Lots of thinking doesn't mean wrong. No thinking doesn't mean right or better. It just is like that. And the cool thing is our capacity to know it as it is. Even if almost immediately the story starts, the separation. Can just take these brief moments to photograph or x-ray what happens to be happening in the mind right now. A lot of pictures, a lot of words, a lot of shapes, or not much of any of those. So even when we don't know what a thought is or what the mind is, we can still get this one instant impression. And when we let our human being capacity to get an impression in one moment of what's happening in the mind, how is it? Gradually it starts to be less interesting, the story about how what's happening in the mind can get turned into being all about me. That starts to get boring because it's so closed. There's no breath of fresh air. And we can start to feel the difference between moments, let's say, of fresh air, where no matter what's happening in the mind, even if there's a lot of thinking, or a lot of pain, or a lot of speed, or even a lot of smallness, or sleepiness, it's not all about me. It doesn't tell anything about what I am or what life is, except that it is an expression, a movement coming from some creative source. That's a breath of fresh air. And then the difference between the fresh air and when it gets closed in. And especially to just notice the movement when we take whatever's happening as to make me better or higher than someone else or something else. Just getting that falseness, the quality of falseness in that, the quality of disconnection from nourishment in that. That's a little bit easier than catching the falseness of when we take whatever's happening to put me as lower or worse than someone or something else. Equally false, closed, boring, disconnecting from nourishment. But we can start to gradually feel that quality of falseness, of untrueness, of disconnection from nourishment, of not having roots, of not having a breath of fresh air. And then gradually our interest can go into other directions instead of being better or worse, which ends up being uninteresting, unnourishing, unrooted. The interest can then, when that drops away, naturally go towards the roots of the impulse to want to be better or worse. So that root sense of lack, or the kind of real roots, so the roots of nourishment, roots that are in the precious aliveness, the living quality in any experience, and including in that, the utter spaciousness that's always going on. So that there's always room for any experience to happen. And there's never only that one thing happening, there's always something else. And there's also this sense of a kind of buoyant nothingness or bottomlessness that's nourishing. Nowhere to land, no way to really be better or worse, nowhere to land. And that groundlessness having a nourishing, supportive, uplifting quality. So we can gradually let our interest be in noticing what's nourishing and unnourishing and feeling the difference, letting our natural capacity to feel, to develop. That delicate precision. That immediacy, that honesty. And then to let that bring us to a simplicity where we are with one kind of roots or the other, the roots of feeling not enough and going to be better or worse, closing in. Or the roots of nourishment, of living quality. The living quality of things, of certain, of any experience, particular experiences. And the living quality of nothing, no-thingness. The nourishment of spaciousness and no ground. No need to be better, no need to be worse. No impulse to be worse, no compulsion to be worse, no compulsion to be better. And so deciding maybe from the belly, from the level of sensing the qualities, the nourishment, the living quality. What would be putting into practice this utter simplicity, this enoughness, this spaciousness? Without picking up the better or worse closing in story at all. Could be the breath, could be just the openness, could be, may I be peace, for example. May there be peace. Could be the hum of aliveness in the lower belly. Gathers you into itself. Until you're not watching yourself so much anymore.